It's Tom and Loggy's daily podcast.
Tom and Loggy.
Catch them live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on K-Rock 955.
I need you to pick up your phone for me, please.
Got it.
And open it up.
Mm-hmm.
And press the little green phone button.
As in call?
Yep, that'll do.
Yep.
And then go to your favourites list. The star.
Yep, favourites. Okay.
So have you got quite a few in there?
Two.
Mm. Okay. I'll just get you to hold on there for a moment.
Sure.
Now, when it comes to favourites, I've generally had pretty much the same for a while. Some people get in there. Don't you dare. Stop typing. Stop typing right now. You cannot be trusted. Give me that phone.
No.
All right. So people make their way. Don't stop typing.
Do it, making eye contact. Okay, I'll put it down.
People,
it's open, but my hands.
Okay, good. People make their way in there. Some of them never leave the favourites, right? Some of them, oh yeah, they leave the favourites, never to be seen again.
Yeah, well, it's like life, isn't it? A reason or a season.
Yes. Go you. Mm. So you've got that quote above your toilet, don't you?
Also, just above my, it's on my lower back.
Oh.
Just above the tattoo that says juicy, and it has like the thorns and the roses and, the,
yes.
And then there's the two pistols over from either side.
And the arrow.
And then underneath it says reason or a season.
Well, this is the thing, right? It became aware to me yesterday. It was brought to my attention that I have become the favourite and I have moved my way from normal to favourites on my mother-in-law's phone.
Oh, okay.
So Jimmy's mum.
Yeah.
Who's beautiful, by the way. I am now amongst her favourites on the phone.
Is this the new
version?
This
is a big deal.
Is this a new version of like your MySpace top eight friends or whatever it is?
Yeah,
top
nine. It must be. Yeah, for sure. For sure, for sure.
Yeah.
So in my favourites, I'll just give you a quick scroll.
Oh, you've got like 40 people.
No, I don't have 40 people. Mind you, I come from a big family. But if you see here, third from the bottom, okay? So the way I use my favourites is I have Jess, one of my best mates. She's up the top, right?
Right.
And then if you scroll all the way to the bottom top is Jimmy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
it's easy
access.
To
so Jimmy's the top and Jess is the top, but they're at both ends.
Do you know?
Right?
Do you know favorites are supposed to be easy? Like it's supposed to be. Like
it
a
is
shortcut.
Easy.
Yeah, but if you've got like 40 people,
no,
in there
you don't
where
know
you
how I work.
Scroll,
it's fine. There's like 10 people in
might
there.
As well
anyway,
just be in your book.
No, that's I got a lot of people in my book. So if you have a look here, you can see third from the bottom. Oh, Tom
right.
K Rock.
Yeah. Cool.
Just to make sure that I don't mix you up with any other Tom. Tom K-Rock. You're in my favourites.
Oh,
and
nice.
I just want to see who's in your favourites.
I've only got two, Kalia and Mum.
Oh.
Do you know I never use favourites, though? I'll still type in Mum. I'll still type in Kalia.
Oh, really?
And
oh,
I'll
that's
still
convenient.
Type in Loggy.
All right. No, that's fine.
And usually I've got you in my most recents, mate. So,
yep. No, that's good.
Doesn't need to be. Favourites isn't a thing.
Do I have a personalised ringtone or not? Actually, don't even tell me.
I don't have a ringtone, but I got your face pops up. It's a really flattering photo, too.
Tom and Loggy. Tom and Loggy's podcast, K-Rock 955.
Yeah! It's Loggy's time to analyse crime in Loggy's Crime Club.
Yeah, Loggy's Crime Club. We are live on Instagram at the moment. K-Rock Geelong, jump on. Tell us what you think. Tell us who you think has done it.
Yeah.
Because it is. It's been a whodunit all week, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. And it's like, I feel bad for those that don't know. Okay. So I was gifted some beers by some lovely friends last Friday. I left work and I realised I left them in the studio, but I thought that's fine. They'll be safe.
Side note, the rule is you don't leave anything in the studio.
No, but sometimes, yeah, okay, you don't, but sometimes you do. Accidentally.
Yeah, yeah.
And so
we all have.
Yeah, we all have. And you don't expect your beers to just be stolen.
It's a weird thing to leave in the studio, though. It's not like a drink bottle. It's not like a coffee mug. It's a six pack of beers.
Someone's just replied on our Insta and said, I think it was Lockie. So.
Okay. Interesting. That's either autocorrect or they've not heard the show before.
Yeah. I do get called many names.
Yeah.
But I am Lockie and my beers have been stolen.
Yep. By you, I think that's what they're trying to say.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so they've been stolen and we've grilled the whole team. You've tried to do the bad cop kind of shine the light in their eyes situation and none of that has worked. You've not gotten any closer to an answer. You probably have your suspicions.
Yeah.
Do you want to outline any of that gear?
I felt like it was you originally, but yeah. Then I thought, oh, no, you wouldn't, maybe.
Well, so, yeah, because... Yeah.
Because you can't really lie to me either.
I know. I've got the worst poker face.
Worst poker face.
And also, you know, I'm known for loving my beers. Yeah. So, you know, I would be an easy person to blame.
But you did get beers the same day as well. Mm-hmm. You got gifted them as well.
Yeah.
I then thought, oh, maybe Andy and Ben. They like fun. They like beer. But I tried to crack Andy and I felt like I did a good job. He's like a golden retriever.
Yeah.
I feel like he's just happy and he will always do the right thing, right? So I don't think it's him. My main suspect is Josh Jeans.
Josh Jeans.
Josh Jeans from the departure lounge. It's definitely not Stampsy. She wouldn't do it.
Mm.
Josh is like, no.
Did have mates down from Melbourne over
the
weekend.
Yes, he did. And were they hydrated? Mm. By the sounds of it, yes.
Probably. Okay, so what we've done is we've gone, all right, we can't actually get someone to just... buckle and tell everyone, tell you the truth. So we have to go A to Shiny Pants, our GM, Andy, at the pointy end of the building, get some sort of kind of outline of what the punishment would be, which I don't think he actually gave us any.
No, he just basically said, get over it, I'll get you some more. I'm like, no, it's a principle.
Yeah. We said, no, can we have access to the CCTV footage around the building?
Mm.
So we do have... two videos, weirdly, we've been sent to. I don't know. So it's going to be a little two-parter.
Yeah.
Here's what I know. The camera is out in the hallway, so you'll be able to see, we will be able to see the door of the studio, the comings and goings. But whether we see your beers, whether we see someone drinking a beer, who knows?
Wow.
The other thing I've been told is the footage is for some reason in slow motion-ish.
Okay.
So it might just be a little bit of a process.
All right.
You've been sent the videos.
Yeah.
You've got video one there. Are you ready to...
I am.
I'm going to come around to your
around.
Side of the desk.
So what we're going to do, just for those watching, once again, we are on Insta. So I'm going to give you the camera. You can watch it live with us. I'm going to... this is scary because I don't know. I mean, will it impact my life at work? I'm not sure. Okay. So you're going to be watching this for the first time with me. I'll open up the first movie that you sent.
Yeah. Do I have my microphone on?
Maybe not.
Yeah.
Do you? Here, you can just share mine. That's
okay.
Fine.
Here we go.
Hang on. Okay. So. Oh!
What do you see, buddy?
I see you putting your head out of the door. By the way, I see you putting your head out of the door. Are you for real? Yeah, so what you've done is you're sticking your head out, and it is in super slow motion. You're sticking your head out to see if anyone's looking. I didn't even realise these cameras exist. That is definitely you. You with a hat. You have beers! You have beers! You're looking around! When was this? Okay, well, I don't need
it. It was me!
You are the worst.
It was me. I stole the furfies.
When did you steal them?
Monday morning.
What is this?
Monday morning, I walked into the studio and you...
What is the second video? Do I need a second video? Hang on. Okay, this is Andy. Wow. Very slow motion here. Okay, so we've discovered it was you. God, you cannot lie to me. You are the worst.
You believe me.
No, I only said that. I was lying. What's Andy doing? What's he doing here? Okay, so he... Oh, all right. Andy knows because Andy is looking at the camera. He knows where the cameras are.
Yeah.
So that is a criminal... That's criminal
so he's
behavior
looking,
right there.
At the moment in the
and
theater.
He's gone on into your office. You two are the worst. How could you lie to my face? Have you drank them?
What?
Have you drank them already?
Wait for it. Wait to see what happens in the video first.
Oh, my God. Okay, so we've established that it's definitely you.
Yeah.
Andy's got the six pack.
So he's taken it from my desk, from my office, and he's wandered back down the hallway.
Why?
To his office. So I don't know where your beers are, mate.
Well, I'm going to go and look for them right now.
It was both of us.
Great. Okay. So are you feeling hydrated or what? You are the worst. You are the worst human. I would never steal your beers. I would do anything for you. Criminal.
No.
Criminal. And
all right. Here they are.
Oh, you didn't drink them?
Nah, they're here, mate.
Oh, let's crack one.
Nah, they're warm.
Okay. Nah, we'll crack one.
I refrigerated them. I was going to refrigerate them, but then you got really aggressive midweek.
I did get really aggressive. Okay.
Refrigerating other
people's
beers. That's
all right. Okay. We know where they are. Loggies Crime Club. I mean, wasn't that a great doco series? 5 out of 5.
Miss the show? Here are the best bits of Tom and Loggie.
Tom and Loggie.
On K-Rock.
Let's squeeze in a bit of this act. Monday, you can fall apart. Fun fact. Every Friday morning, we like to send you off to work with some fun and interesting facts that you can use to impress your workmates. And aren't your real mates, but it is important that they think you're smart, because then when an opportunity comes up in the workplace, for example, a pay rise or a promotion, they say, hey, let's give it to Gary or Karen. They're obviously very smart, always full of fun and interesting facts.
Wow, that was impressive.
Oh, I felt good from the first word of that one.
I know you did.
Thanks, mate. You man, trying that, to throw me off.
No, I did. I was giving you a bit of that face. But you didn't see me. Oh, my God. Thanks, man.
That was smooth, wasn't it? Okay, fun facts for today. Melville Dewey, who invented the Dewey Decimal System. Are you familiar with that?
Yes, of course. I am.
He thought women shouldn't be librarians because the mental effort would make them ill. Different times, guys.
Here I liked the Dewey Decimal
System. Yeah, not anymore. Did you know that a smartphone contains around 75 chemical elements, whereas we only contain about 30?
Well, I mean, that makes sense. I can't hold that many songs.
You're right. But you'd be surprised at the ones you do hold, hey?
Yeah.
In 2015, Google were considering funding a smartphone that included, wait for it, its own tardigrade aquarium. Now, tardigrades... They're known as water bears or moss piglets. They're eight-legged, segmented micro animals.
Right? Hang on, so have like sea monkeys.
Have a look at that.
Okay. So it's like Jabba the Hutt, but like a germ Jabba.
Yeah. So essentially these tiny, tiny little micro creatures were going to be in a little aquarium in your smartphone.
They're already on the smartphone.
Yeah, true.
The phone is covered in germs.
Speaking of aquatic life, redwood tree canopy. So, you know, in California they have those like hundreds of years old redwood.
We've got a redwood forest down here as well.
Also here as well. Yep. I wasn't aware of that, but good. Redwood tree canopies contain so much moisture that they support aquatic life, including water-dwelling crustaceans believed to have climbed 70 metres up the trunks from lakes below to reach their new homes.
Get out! That is a cool fact.
Found this lobster in a tree. Oh, sure you did, mate.
Yeah.
No, really.
We did.
It's the yabby tree. Okay, transportation accounts for less than 1% of beef's carbon footprint. So all the cars in all the entire world, all the transportation, so all the trucks, all that business, less than 1% of beef. So there you go. It's a bit of context for you. And finally, you know how WA likes to talk about seceding from Australia and being their own little country? Well, in 1982, the Florida Keys actually did that from the United States.
Oh.
So not all of Florida, just the Florida Keys seceded from the US to form the Conch Republic. Like conch shell, the Conch Republic they were called, and they attacked US boats by throwing stale bread at them.
Right.
The Republic surrendered after approximately 1 minute. I wonder why. Monday you can fall apart. Tuesday, Wednesday, break my heart. Oh, Thursday doesn't even start. It's fun fact. Friday.
Loggies podcast, K-Rock 955. I know I'm an overthinker. Like it's on a file. It's a thing. Do you know what I mean? It's not just, oh yeah, she thinks she's, you know. No. I overthink, right? And that's fine. That's cool. That's what makes me me. And sometimes I think it's kind of my superpower, you know, because I think about things so much that, yeah, it causes me a bit of grief sometimes, but then I just feel like I understand the world better.
You've got all the angles covered.
All the angles,
the possibilities.
I know. I'm like the mentalist, just the really shh. Not good version.
As I always say, you are the mentalist.
Thank you. I'm the best mentalist. So, when you make appointments for things, I've been a receptionist before.
Okay.
And I always make sure that I feel like if you're on the phone, so you call me and it's like, oh, hello, how you going?
Do you want to do a little bit of a...
Yeah, let's do something. Boop, let's beep, say you're calling boop. Up for something a little bit embarrassing.
Okay. Boop, beep, boop, beep, boop, boop.
Hello, this is embarrassing.
Well, I'm not ringing yet.
Hello, welcome to Embarrassing Services. This is Lauren. How may I help you today?
Hi. I've got a lump, like it's got a hair that comes out of it.
Okay.
It chafes. It's in a position where when I walk.
Yep.
There's a little bit of seepage.
Okay, you know what? We'll get that sorted out for you. Did you want me to make an appointment with the doctor, with the professional?
Yes, please. I think someone should look at it.
Okay, yeah, look, I'm sorry. It's hang on. I'm just going to turn the phone up here. Yeah, there's a lot of people in this waiting room. Okay, let's just go through this. So we've got Tom Lewis.
Yes.
Your address is, 5 Warrigal Way.
One Wallaby Way.
I tried to mix it up a little bit.
Yeah.
And, so I've got you booked in to have a look at that lump, Tom.
Yes.
That's got a hair growing out of it.
A bit of seepage.
And a bit of seepage.
Yes.
That's you, Tom Lewis.
That's clearly in your crotch. Yes.
Really looking forward to seeing your mungy crotch, Tom. Thanks very much for calling today.
Okay.
Bye. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, it was a little bit loud.
Yeah. I don't like it when I call up for things that might be, EpiCare removal, okay? And then it's like, okay, yep, so we've got here Lauren Tomuscus.
Yeah.
So you're getting the full, the Wookiee package. And, no worries. Can we just tone it down a little bit? I don't want everyone to know.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a certain amount of, read
Shut
the room.
Up.
Be aware of that spatial awareness.
And I hate it so much where it's like, okay, so I'll just go through your list of ailments here.
Yeah.
Seems that you're this way inclined and also, oh, my God, so hairy. Okay, we'll see you next Saturday. Stop it. Stop.
A message to all receptionists around Geelong, the Circos and the Bellarine.
Dom and Long. K-Rock.